I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
So at Morning Show Boot Camp, I'm shocked and amazed. Our friend Kaylee, who seems to be put together and seems to be very responsible and seems to be upstanding, good human being and all those kind of things, did something that I found shocking. So she left Kayla, follow me here. Kayla, our Kayla, roomed with Kaylee.
Yes.
And a couple other girls at boot camp. How is Kaylee as a roommate?
She's a great roommate.
She snore?
Nope. I think I'm the only snorer out of the group that was in
You're
there.
A snorer?
I am when I'm uncomfortable. And so, she's not a snorer. Great roommate. Respects the area. Keeps everything where it needs to be.
Am I right that she's a rule follower?
Yes, absolutely.
She's not a troublemaker.
Yeah.
Like on the weekends, I see she goes out and has a good time. But like, there's always like pictures of her with nieces and nephews and grandparents and stuff like that. So you get the idea of who this girl is. Did she check out before you?
They checked out at like 7 o'clock in the morning.
And after she checked out, you looked in one of the dresser drawers and what did you find?
3 pairs of pants, 2 shirts, 2 bras, and a bunch of undies.
So essentially all of her stuff.
Yeah. I'm like, how much stuff did you actually leave with? Because it literally looks like you left everything from your closet in this drawer here.
That's the question I would have for you. How much stuff did she leave with?
I don't know, because I was still asleep when they left.
But you saw, I mean, being, and maybe you didn't, in the same room with her, did you note whether she had a lot of stuff or a little stuff?
No, I didn't really think about it too much. That was the whole thing. Was they checked in before me. They had unpacked everything and tidied their area. And then when I got there, I went through, made sure that I got my area of the room. And the next thing, I was the last one to check out of the room. So I did the inspect. I went through.
Of course you did.
You are. Yeah. I tell you, you're great for that because no one else does that except you.
But I do. I sweep the room.
Yeah, you sweep the room twice.
I do.
I do for myself. I wouldn't do it for somebody else. If I had 3 other roommates, I knew I had my stuff, I wouldn't do it.
I would, if I was the last one, I'd look through everything. But I find this fascinating. I mean, really, for a 4-day trip, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It sounds like she left all of her clothes there.
It was the only solution I had. I said, how? And I'd love to know, when you were packing your bag in the morning, how did you leave an entire drawer filled to the top with clothes?
You haven't talked
behind
to her?
No, I haven't talked to her yet. I texted our group of girls that we were all sitting there, and all I said was, anybody missing something? And took a photo of this stuff.
I can't tell you the last time I left anything behind.
And for a trip like that, because you said 2 pairs of jeans, that's almost my whole bag.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
To me, that's everything. Yeah. To me, no, I realize it's okay. She's a girl and it's different.
Sure.
To me, did they leave early?
They left at like 7 a.m.
Okay, I'm sorry you said that. Yeah. You did say that. And I was listening, I promise.
It's all good.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around
that's
it.
That's what I said. I was like,
was she hammered?
I just ask that? No, that's the whole thing, is they went to bed pretty early. I mean, not like early, but they went to bed earlier than the other 2 nights.
Because I knew they had a plane to catch.
Exactly. They were planning ahead. And so they had gone back to the room. I didn't get back until super late. So it was kind of I woke up in the morning and said bye to him, and I'll see you guys in a few months or whatever. And that was it. And then she was getting on her plane. And I just don't know, because I know how everything fits in my bag. Yep. That I'm like,
yes,
that's what drove me nuts.
I'd be like, wait a minute. Where did all this extra space come from?
This is great. I must have packed extra good this time.
Super tiny.
Here's what's funny. I pack the same way every time. Yeah. So I know. I know. I'm fascinated. Well, I'm gonna wait. So I do have a question. I can't recall the last time I ever left anything behind. Certainly nothing substantial.
Right.
Certainly nothing like three pairs of pants.
Three pairs of pants, two shirts, two bras, and undies.
I've never left my bras behind.
No, I always pack those first.
Real, funny, and Vegas strong. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
But Kaylee left an entire drawer. We just put the pictures up on social. She left an entire drawer of stuff behind. Have you ever left anything behind?
Yeah, I took a trip last year, and it had the place we were staying had a back patio, and I'd gone for a run, and I left my shorts, shirt, and a pair of socks, basically my running clothes, out on the patio, and didn't realize it till later.
Leave stuff behind, Kayla?
I think maybe I've left a charger before, yeah. Like hairspray.
Maybe a charger.
Exactly, but like I have a checklist.
Nothing significant.
No,
nothing significant.
No.
Oh, do you have a written out checklist?
Yeah, hold
I
up.
Have.
Yes. What?
I mean, it's not like itemized, like black pair of underwear, white pair of underwear. It's not like that. It's just like checklist, like check drawers and check cabinets in bathroom.
I'll repeat Spence's question.
Like this. Sorry. Like,
do you have a? Thank you for the sound effect. Do you have a written out checklist?
Technically, yes.
No, but it's a yes or no.
Yeah,
yes.
Do you don't.
What would be technical about it? Is it paper?
I do. I do have a checklist.
Do you keep it in your suitcase, like in the zipper bag, no. Right in the front? So you go, okay.
It's usually just in my purse, and I pull it out just to make sure, because I'll put everything together, and then I go through the room once, and then I pull the checklist out and make sure that everything is checked again.
It's a Davey move. Wow. It's a Davey move, too. Davey, checklist?
All the time.
Travel?
All the time.
Oh, God, yeah. Yes. He's got 45 kids. He needs that.
Right. Does your wife think you're ridiculous?
No. She's actually more on top of the checklist before we leave than I am.
Right. Does she write the checklist?
We both do. I have my okay. list and she has her list. Yeah.
She doesn't trust your list?
Exactly.
Is that why?
Yes, because there's been problems in the past where on my list I've forgotten some key things that we needed for the kids.
It's not much of a list if you don't have everything on it.
Yeah, well, a lot of my list is stuff that I need,
yeah.
Not what the family needs.
But let me ask you, since you started the checklist, have you forgotten anything behind?
No.
Ah, see?
And by the way, we totally missed the angle on this.
Oh, my God.
We missed the obvious, hotline's ringing. Davey, go get the phone. I think our buddy Kaylee's calling. Jen, we've totally missed the angle on this. We've got
it's
hotels.
Totally fine.
Yeah, we've got people who work in hospitality all over this place.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
People
leave stuff all the time. What's the most amazing thing that you've seen that anybody has left?
Vibrators.
Sure.
I've seen keys to cars. Like, who leaves their keys to their car?
What do you do?
I can see that. I left my car here, and if I took the fob out of my backpack and put it on the desk for some reason because I was cleaning something out.
Which is something you definitely should not do, but
no.
I can see that people have done it.
Yep.
Like little things, even like contacts. We've found dentures.
See,
who loses their teeth?
And we get that. Like, how do you get out of there without
your teeth?
How do you get out of there? Yes, that's what I'm saying. How do you get out of there?
A pair of teeth, like.
Oh, I got them in.
Thank you, Jen. Have a great day.
You too.
So, Kaylee.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
What percentage of your entire wardrobe for Chicago, what percentage do you believe that is that you left behind?
I would say that's probably 35 to 40%.
Spence and I were going for dudes. That's the bag.
Yeah, I mean, three pairs of jeans and three bras. I never take more than two bras.
Did I leave three bras?
Dude, you left two bras behind.
Oh, God. Listen, I'm a female. I'm allowed to overpack, right?
Of course, but you had so much crap, you don't even know what you left?
Well, as I was zipping up the suitcase, I was like, wow, my suitcase is a lot lighter than it was when I got it.
That's exactly what we were saying.
I was the only one that unpacked myself and put it in drawers, so I feel like that's why I left it. Everyone else just lived out of their suitcase.
Kayla did not?
Well, all the drawers were taken.
By Kaylee.
We got in super late, and I wanted to get down to the bar to party, so I was like, this is a good spot, and then I just stayed there.
I understand, but I'm an unpacker, even for one night.
And you know I am, too, but the whole thing is, I was like, got to prioritize drinking or unpacking, and dang, I really want to drink.
I get it, but have you ever seen how fast I can unpack, especially if there's drinking on the other side of it? Kid yourself
I feel like there are two types of people in the world, like the unpackers at the hotels and those that just live out of the suitcase.
That's why you and I get along, Kaylee.
So at what point did you go, oh, wait a minute, I think I forgot that drawer?
I didn't until Kayla sent a picture of the drawer, and I was like, oh my God, that's my stuff. That's why my suitcase is light.
The entire drawer.
I didn't even look. I knew I was forgetting something, but I was like, oh, whatever. If it's a toothbrush, I can get a new one. Nope, that's four pairs of jeans and two bras.
Yeah. Think about that. That's 200 and some odd dollars worth of stuff you left behind.
At least.
What happened to the stuff?
Stuff is currently sitting in the laundry room, about to be washed and shipped off to Kaylee's home in beautiful Florida.
Aren't you a doll?
Thank you. Thank you.
I think we make her come out and get it.
I'd love that.
Do not tempt me, because you know I will.
I think we make her come out and get it.
I wish.
All right. Have a great day. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
We'll see you. That's 35-40%. She had double the amount of, she had double that.
But I love that where she goes, this seems lighter. And then, but doesn't go any further than that. Why is it lighter?
Whoa.
Am I missing something? Nope. It just seems lighter. This is a good thing.
Hey, Karen, can you hang on for 3 minutes?
Yes.
Can you make it for 3 minutes? Oh, my goodness. Because you were moving here and your husband basically forgot your entire life. Is that accurate?
Yeah, my husband's a moron.
Real, funny, and all Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I feel terrible that we didn't get it on tape so that we could replay it for you. But I'm sorry, what was that you said about your husband right before we put you on hold?
Okay, so we were moving.
No. I need the line. I need you to give us the line again, Karen. My husband is a blank.
Oh, it's a freaking idiot.
A moron, I believe. It's a moron, I think, was the word you used the first time. Okay, so why is your husband a moron?
Okay, so we moved from Pennsylvania to Las Vegas. We've been here for 3 years. I've been listening to you guys ever since. You're freaking awesome. I love you guys.
We love you.
Wow. And by the way, this all stems from Spence and Kayla being at Morning Show Boot Camp in Chicago. And our friend Kaylee, who was rooming with Kayla, left an entire drawer full of stuff behind. And we're like, who leaves
40%
stuff?
40% of her wardrobe or her bag or whatever. 40.
Yeah. And Karen goes, this is nothing. So you move from Pennsylvania. Yeah. You're moving from Pennsylvania.
Yes. So we decided to drive because all of our stuff was on its way here, but it was going to take about a week. Because it was being driven here, you know, by a company. And so we needed to kill some time. So we're like, okay, instead of flying out, we want to keep, you know, my husband's vehicle. I sold mine. We want to keep my husband's vehicle. So we drove out here. We took the northern route because there was a lot of things we wanted to see. And we went through one of the Dakotas because he wanted to stop and see Mount Rushmore. Mm-hmm. So after we saw that.
Disappointing, isn't
it? We were like, 5 minutes. I was expected like a couple hours, 5 minutes. Anyway.
So you get through that.
So we get through that and we just found a hotel, and that's pretty much what we were doing. We're just calling around, you know, when we got into an area that we thought we were going to stay overnight, and we just called around to hotels. We found this hotel. It was in, I don't know, it didn't look like the greatest part of town, but, you know, whatever. It was reasonable. It was a hotel.
And by the way, what town are you in? Sturgis?
You know what? I really don't even remember. This was 3 years ago.
It's easy to find out if he's calling you his old lady. Then you know you're in Sturgis.
So, we had, you know, liquidated all of our accounts and, you know, we had taken that money with us. So that way we could, you know, we didn't have to live on credit cards. That way we could, you know, do whatever we wanted. And we had the cash for it. So it was about $5,000 in cash that we had. We had all of our, you know, we had our birth certificates, our social security numbers, you know, just a bunch of very important documents.
As you're listing all of that, you go $5,000 in cash and documents and everything. Spence and Kayla's faces drop because we all know what the punchline to this is.
Oh, yeah. So my husband takes the box. We always had, I don't know if it was stupid or smart, but we'd always locked it up in the truck, you know, and no issues. So he decides, well, this is kind of a shady area. Let's take it out and keep it in the hotel room. He puts it underneath the bed. He's the one that does the check around. We get in the car. We start driving. And I'm like, I don't know. I just had like this itchy feeling in my head, you know? Like, I think we forgot something. He's, no, 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 we're good. No, 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 we're good. No, 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 we're good. We get to a different state. And I was like, son of a bee, we left the box. Oh, he goes, we didn't leave the box. Oh, we left the box. It took me an hour and a half to get to a supervisor. It took me 3 hours for them to find my box. And it took them a week to get it to me, which I had to pay for them to ship it, which, fine, whatever. I don't
care. Why didn't you go back? Why didn't you just go back?
Oh, because of my husband. We need to keep on schedule. We need to make time. We need to do this. We have no money.
Yeah, we have no money.
But, you know, whatever. He's a genius, and we got it back. And
but you love him. Yeah, but you love him, and at least you got everything back.
I do. But you know what? Clothing? Nothing. Nothing. You can always buy more clothes.
Yeah, right.
It's not $5,000 in your social security card.
I got to be honest, that bit was tanking until you called, Karen. Thank you. We appreciate it.
All right. You guys have a great day. Thank you.
You too. We're glad you're here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.